This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Afternoon, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, and we are live. That's L-I-V-E. We are live with the Joy of Living. That's the name of this show, The Joy of Living, on K4HD.com. That's K as in night. The number 4, H for happiness, D for determination, K4HD.com. And you can call in and leave messages, or you can type in messages at 818-570-54 at the seashore. Here, live, Venice Beach, California, overlooking the great Pacific Ocean. And we are so joy-filled to be broadcasting today. We've got an amazingly powerful show today, especially powerful because I've been traveling the past couple weeks and doing a lot of wondrous things involving family and friends. Have a lot of time to think about special situations and the joy of living, as you know, because you've been listening to us now for a bit of time. And by the way, we do urge you to invite your friends to listen to us live. Tell your friends. We have thousands and thousands, thank God, of people all over the world who are bringing their friends to listen and to share this great message called the joy, that's in capital letters, the joy of living. And over the next few weeks, we're going to have a number of guests that I've invited, people like Rachel McCord, one of the most influential and substantial people in the country at the moment. That's people under the age of 30. Yes, she's under the age of 30, and she's a published author, a speaker, an educator, a philanthropist, an investor, an all-around great, wondrous being who understands the joy of living. We have also invited Dan Dement. He is the media... Conscious capitalism. This is a movement that is sweeping the country and hopefully the globe, and it involves that most remarkable institution called capitalism, but with that layer in it of consciousness that enables the to benefit every single element in the process. So all stakeholders are involved in creating an ecosystem of good. We have invited a wondrous being. Her name is Milana, M-I-L-A-N-A. And Milana is well known to most everybody who's ever watched television and seen an AT&T commercial. It's not her only accomplishment, far from it, but it's one that she's most well known for because she is the AT&T, in quotation marks, the AT&T girl. I'm sorry to use that phrase, but that's what she is. She is the face of beauty, purity, innocence, and wonderment for AT&T. And she happens to be, in addition to that, actually, that's the smallest of her accomplishments. She is an accomplished producer. She's an accomplished speaker. She is a philanthropist. She is one of the most influential people under the age of 35 and happens to be also a good friend. And we've also invited Jeff Bezos. That's right. You heard it right here. Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, directors of Home Depot, Kenneth Lagone, and with a great new book that he has out. And he's giving away hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to worthy causes. So these are people we've invited, some have accepted, and we're still in the process. So this show is called The Joy of Living, and it's all about that. Now, if you recall, those of you who are new to the show, we have three things that we do in the beginning. Number one, countries and sometimes even cities that we are somewhat exotic or that not everybody visits on a regular basis. So I'm just going to name three or four as we see them up here on the screen right now. Here is someone hailing from, are you ready for this? An island called Iona, I-O-N-A, and it's in the Inner Hebrides, H-E-B-R-I-D-E-S, the Inner Hebrides, as opposed to the Outer Hebrides, which are off the western coast of Scotland. So welcome to listeners. We also have, oh, wow, we have a listener from a place, he say, writes here. No, I don't know if it's a he or she. I take it back. But the person writes that I am from the city that used to be called Timbuktu. Timbuktu. One of the great ancient cities of the world. Look it up. T-I-M-B-U-K-T-U. Timbuktu. It's in equatorial Africa. And it used to be one of the most sought-after cities in the world for its gold. It was a great city many centuries ago. And the third place I'm going to give reference to is, wow, look at this. I can't even pronounce the name, but apparently it's a small city in, it's a small city in western China, very western China. And it's very funny here. The person writes, again, I don't know if it's a male or female, but the person writes, it's a small city that has a population of 4 million people. So, yes, you know, China is a very populous country, actually the most populous in the world as one united country, over 1.3 billion people. So those are three places that I'd like to have big wave and shout out and welcome, because we have people listening from all over the world on K4HD.com. 818-570-5443, and you can send in comments and say hello and ask me questions. Now, our usual format is we talk about something called reframing, and I am want to use a four-letter F word, not just an F word, but an F-U word. So the reframing part starts with something that everybody thinks they know, and what we'd like to do is to make it so that what you think you know, you don't. It gets you out of your comfort zone. It reframes something. So everybody thinks they know what WWW stands for. And yet all you thousands, actually now tens of thousands of listeners to this radio show know that WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And I do not do a Satchmo imitation, but you all know the song. And if you don't, look it up, listen to it. It is one of the great songs of the world. What a Wonderful World is what WWW means. And that's why we mention it, because the name of the show is called The Joy of Living. And everything about your life wants to be involved with joy, happiness, peace, and love. This show is all about you. Happens to be that this guy named Barry Shore is the person who's speaking. But all I'm doing is setting the show up for you. Everything here is touching that unique element in you that is the innermost core of your very being, which resides in WWW. And expresses itself in joy, happiness, peace, and love. Because when you live with that mindset, when you live expressing those ideas, when you live in a world where thought, words, and actions all resonate together in these four elements of joy, happiness, peace, and love, then what you're doing is you are creating the harmonics that enables the world to continue to grow and to be better. And isn't that a wonderful thing? Whether you're sitting in traffic, you're riding on a subway, you're just strolling on a beach, you're looking at your children, grandchildren, significant other, whatever you're doing, do it with eyes open, heart open, mind open, that is now filled with and resonating joy, happiness, peace, and love. And just remember, WWW. What a wonderful world. F you. Yes, that's what Barry Shaw said. We use four-letter F-U word here. And it is F-U-N-N. Fun. Oh, come on, Mr. Shaw. You know how to spell fun. It's only one N. Who said so? Not only is it two N's, but they're both capitalized. So capitalize that F, capitalize that U, capitalize that N and that N. This is life. It is meant to be lived and have an element of fun in it. And fun means everything from tickling yourself and laughing out loud, ha 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 ha, to skipping, walking in the rain, making sure that everybody you pass on the street gets a big smile and a hello from you. And if you can't do it, at least think it. Think it. Because thinking is powerful. Your thoughts make a difference. You make a difference. So why am I so, so happy to be having this particular show today? Give you a little backdrop. Past few weeks, I've been traveling, mostly with family, meeting family in various parts of the world. And I've been to at least two weddings. Each one had, I'd say almost 400 or 500 people at them. They were extremely lively events that went on into the wee hours of the morning. And I've also been to the cemetery twice in the past few weeks. I've also been present at new life cycles for young boys and girls getting involved in their community at various ages. So I've experienced a lot of life cycle events, as it's known in the trade, shall we say. But life cycle events oftentimes are a bit sanitized, especially when it comes to the one I'm going to be speaking about. And that is that aspect of life that we call death. Should I say it again? Death. D-E-A-T-H. Yes, we're going to be discussing today death. Because if it were not for death, you might really not have the ability to have the joy of living. Well, that sounds like a bit of a conundrum, doesn't it? Maybe even a contradiction. What is it you're talking about, Mr. Shore? How can death be related to life? Well, first of all, they exist coterminous, coeval, as it were. What does that mean? That means they exist in the same place, in the same time, and in the same being. Let's explain something. First of all, I'd like you to look at the word death. Different languages in the world, and each language has its own unique way of expressing this particular term. So we're just going to use the English for the moment. Interestingly enough, if you look at the word death and you scramble those letters, you'll also come up with another word. That word is hated. H-A-T-E-D. Hated. If one does not, is oftentimes hated. If in fact you are living life to the full, death is not only hated, it is something to be rejoiced Now, how can you rejoice in death? Come on, Mr. Shore. That's really pulling the wool over my eyes. Are you making fun of me, or are you just really being serious? I'm being very serious. Not serious to the point that I am smiling, but serious to the point of understanding that death is a continuation of life. Give you what I consider a prime example. Everybody that's listening here, and again, thank God, we welcome all of you and bringing your friends and people. Are listening because you're moved by the topic. What's the topic? The topic is really you. Y-O-U. It's not me, it's you. And more importantly, the topic is the joy of living, meaning you live in, with, and fully acknowledging joy. So how does death figure into that? Well, everybody here, the of woman, as of today, in the year 2018, no one on the planet, no human living being, has ever been born not of woman. Now, that's an interesting idea. That's the natural process. Okay, so what's the big deal? We know that. Well, that means that you were in some place called a womb for some period of time. In today's world, you can have been in a womb only 5 or 6 months and still emerge and have life. Premature babies, or what we call premature, in other words, before 9 months, really have a major opportunity of survival in most of the world today. So, but you've been in a womb for a number of months, up to 9 months. When you were in the womb, did you have eyes? Well, yes, but were they open? No. Did you have a heart? Yes. Was it beating? Yes. But not like it is when you're outside the womb. I'm not sure most people know this, but when you emerge from the womb, literally your heart changes and blood flows in a different way, and certain parts of your heart have to literally within seconds switch from an atmosphere of being in submerged in a liquid sac to be able to breathe air. So you had lungs, but not the same lungs that you have now. And you were fed by a particular cord, which is now going to be cut. So you were alive. You were fully alive. You were breathing in a certain way. You were eating in a certain way. You had eyes, ears, toes, all of your physical attributes, but in a unique situation. You were alive. You weren't dead. And yet, when you emerged from that position, that unique fetal position, and you entered into a world where there is air and gravity and the need to fill one's lungs, congested, certain changes had to take place. Literally, you were born, but you died in the process. Your birth was a movement from a tiny drop of semen and egg that began to fertilize and replicate so fast and so well that you became what is known as human while inside the womb and had a life. That life ended when you emerged from the womb. Now, we don't call that death, but in fact, that's what happened. You emerge to another. And what I'm positing today is that every single person listening, every single being that exists on the planet, all 7.286 billion people, and all who have ever existed on the planet, will have passed from this particular life into another. Think of this life, this span of time, whether it is a moment on Earth or it's 120 years of life on Earth, it will end and a new birth will take place, so that the death that you didn't witness, but you in the womb, and now into a life where you are tall and thin and breathing and active, well, that will end at some point, but it needn't be with fear or trepidation. As a matter of fact, it can be done with joy. Why? How could that be? Well, just as the time in the womb was limited to about 9 months, the time in the earth here is going to be limited to about 120 years. But the news, the great news, the exciting news, the joy of living news is that you make your eternal life from what you did here now. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back in about 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to discuss the idea of purposeful living, purposeful birth, and the greatness of the term that we call death and how it fits in with the joy of living. So I'm going to see you back here on the other side of the break in just about 2 minutes from now. And everybody, fasten your seatbelt, because we got a lot of great stuff to discuss and a lot of fun to be had. That's FUNN. See you soon. Bye now.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
This is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Hello, wonderful, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Barry Shore here. Welcome back to The Joy of Living. And today's show can be heard. You're live right now on K4HD.com. That's K as in night, the number 4, H as in happy, D as in determinant. .com. You can also find us on the web or call in at 818-443. We have a number of questions up on the board here from people all over the world wanting to know about, what are you talking about? The joy of living is about death? Well, yes, we're talking about death today, because without death, there is really not a purposeful life. And someone asked, we have a number of people asking, what if you have forgotten what fun is? So I use four-letter words. F-U, four-letter words. F-U-N-N is one of our favorite four-letter words. That's fun with a double capital N. What we're going to talk about in death. So I'll be there in just a couple of minutes as we progress with this very interesting topic. Again, the name of the show is called The Joy of Living. So why in heaven's name are you discussing death, D-E-A-T-H, which if you scramble those letters, has the word hate it. Most people hate death because they fear it, because it's unknown. But we just gave the analogy that just as you emerge from a womb where you were alive in another atmosphere for a period of time, it doesn't matter that it was only 9 months compared to dozens and dozens of years on this earth. This life also is ephemeral. E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A. Everybody knows that it's going to happen to everyone. So as I mentioned, I've been traveling around the world, well, not around the world, but very different foreign and exotic places the past few weeks, attending weddings and also funerals. And when I go to a funeral, I look around and I muse. Everybody here. Or it's a famous TV mogul. Doesn't matter. Man, woman. Everybody is going to be in the same place at some point. And that's really what life is all about. Because if you understand the fundamental essence of what the joy of living is, it begins with what we call the four P's. And the first of the four P's is purpose. Purpose. Just as we had purposeful birth, you were brought into this world for a purpose. You are alive with a purpose, and at some point you will recognize it. Sometimes it takes some people decades and decades to recognize. For some people, it happens earlier in life. Whenever it does, and you recognize that your life has meaning and purpose, you are literally as if you were in the womb and creating a purposeful birth for the next process of life, which is eternal, not ephemeral. If life on earth, this earth, is what we'll call a corridor leading to the future, to life, it is a gate that will bring you to eternal life. If birth is the gateway to what we call here the ephemeral life, then death is the gate to eternal life. You can't have a process in life and certainly not experience joy unless and until you recognize that there is an end, not an end forever, but an end to this process, which will result in a never-ending process. It's one of the reasons that people oftentimes try to acquire a name in this world. There's a very famous phrase in the Bible called Ecclesiastes. What a great, wonderful Greek word, Ecclesiastes. It sounds so impressive. It is quite impressive, actually, the contents of the book. And the word itself has a, how should we say it, a great godlike tone. But in the seventh chapter, the first verse in Ecclesiastes, it writes something similar to this. A good name is prized more than fine oil. Talking about oil, we're not talking about olive oil, fresh, virgin olive oil, even though it's wonderful and you can use it for lighting and use it for cooking. You can even just ingest it and drink it. It's so beneficial. Fine oil, think of oil more for perfumes that tens and tens of thousands of dollars per ounce. And if you use some of this fine perfume oil, the scent may last for a long time and be, how should we say it, caught, smelled a great deal of distance, even more so. A good name carries throughout the world, wherever one goes. It is worth a lifetime of working to achieve a good name, because a good name can last for generation after generation after generation. There is no stopping a good name as long as the people who are carrying that name add to it. And the way you do that is by understanding purpose. We all had a purposeful birth. The question is, are we having a purpose-filled life? If we are, then you're filling it with joy. Then you're filling it with happiness, peace, and love. And you're spreading that in your very being, the way you speak, the way you think, the way you act. Everything about you is a positive affirmation of the joy of living, so that death is not a cessation, it is a continuation of your purpose in life, because you now move from this ephemeral existence into an eternal existence. Now, I know there are some out there who are going to say, oh, come on, Mr. Shore, how do you know that's true? How do you know that when I pass away, that everything just doesn't end and it's a void? My simple answer to you is, I know because I believe. Faith is visionary. I have it as a tradition in my family, handed down from father to son, mother to daughter, going back thousands of years, we can trace this, that this is not your only existence. There is an idea, a reality of immortality. And everything that you acquire in this world that is true wealth, you will be able to carry with you. So what is true wealth? Well, first of all, it's joy, happiness, peace, and love. It's a good name. It is the ability to contribute to the benefit of the world. As I said, I attended weddings that brought two big families together in each case. Hundreds and hundreds of people dancing, celebrating, recognizing that what was happening was not a solitary event of a man and a woman becoming involved. In each case, it was a man and a woman. But these were community relations. These were communal affairs in the sense that there was a contribution beyond the individual. Purpose will do that. If you choose to think that this world is all there is and nothing occurs afterwards, you may do so. You are limiting your life. And this is all about you. My only reason for using words, my only reason for being on the radio, my only reason for existing is to be of benefit in the world, to be able to be of some kind of use. Wow, we have a lot of wonderful questions coming up on the board from people all over the world. How do I know my purpose? How people die without knowing their purpose in life? What if you don't see the point in life? And dozens of other questions all around the same topics. I'm glad that we're stimulating. We may have to have another show on this. There's no way to answer every question immediately and be and give it the due that it deserves. But let me speak about two particular points that I think will be story. If you were to live, to continue to live, and there was no such thing as death, and all you did was get older, by definition, we know that, generally speaking, older people become more infirm, less capable of helping themselves. Happens to be that I am 69 years old chronologically, 48 metabolically. I took a test recently. I'm 28 mentally. That's sharp. Okay, at least I think so. And my SOW is 8. Well, you say, wait a minute, what's SOW? SOW is sense of wonder. I'm an 8-year-old when it comes to my sense of wonder. That's a key factor in your life. Everybody has 4 ages you live with simultaneously. Your chronological age, your metabolic age, your mental age, and your SOW. Trying to keep that SOW somewhere between 6 and 9. So when you really understand that there is an end point to this particular life and that you don't want to live forever because you only become more infirm. The dream, of course, would be, well, let me live to 100, 200, 300, but in the body of a 28-year-old. Well, hello, that is not the reality. That we know. Everybody knows that. But I will tell you, at the age of 69, chronologically, I swim 2 miles a day. That's why my metabolic age is 48. I swim, however, with a who happens to be a world record holder in certain events. And if you saw him, you wouldn't think he's 85, that by any stretch of the imagination. And he swims 6 days a week as well. But we both work out with a 105-year-old woman who doesn't swim anymore, but she walks in the water, not on the water, she's happy to say, because she says that would cause too much of a stir. But she walks in the water, because when you walk in the water, you can't, if you fall down, you don't hurt yourself. And it takes a lot of weight off of your bones and such like that. She's 105 and sharp and great teeth and a big ready smile. Okay, everybody knows, though, that she's getting closer and closer to the end point. So what is the point? The point is purpose. What does your being say about your name in the world? How much good can you do every single day? If your world contains you first and others second, then you will do less good. You heard me right. The negation of self, the ability to help others, to move, as my dear friend Rachel says, from success to significance is crucial in life. There are many people who have been successful on many levels, monetarily, family-wise, physically, mentally. What significance are you in the world? Where's the most benefit you can do for others? How can you help others? You begin to live in purpose when you are thinking about and working towards helping others. And that's the genius of death. By the way, the good Lord said in the Bible, was one of the great gifts that the Creator gave to humanity. I happen to be a big fan of jazz, and I like Duke Ellington's work. If you've never heard of Duke Ellington, I'm sorry to say you're missing out. And if you have heard of Duke Ellington, listen to his music, then you are happier and better for it. But Duke Ellington was a great composer and much in demand. And he was asked one time to compose something for a friend. And when he said, okay, when do you want it? And the friend said, no, whenever you can, whenever you can. You got to tell me when you want it or I can't do it. That is the issue of life. Give me a date. You know that you're going to be leaving this place sometime. Why not make it so that your life here has been of benefit? See, purpose means that you can't ever lose. Imagine being in a poker game knowing you can't lose. Imagine being at the roulette table and knowing you can't lose. Imagine being at the knowing you can't lose. You cannot lose when you have purpose. But wait a minute, what are you going to tell me? I don't know my purpose. Well, first of all, you will if you sit and think about it. I've yet to meet anybody in my life, and I'm 69 years old now. When you work on it and you think about it, you will find either your one purpose or your two purposes. Usually, I met one person who had three, but that's already a super achiever. One, two maximum. What is your purpose in life? The overall arching purpose is to be of benefit. Your name is Bob. Be of benefit. There is no life without purpose. Yes, there's existence. You can go out to eat. You can have a lot of what people say fun, do a lot of stuff. But that's not the joy of living. This show, this time that we're investing together, investing is about you and about maximizing your joy in life. Because joy is so powerful that it literally radiates from your being. When you are living in and with joy, you make a difference in the world. Yes, you become mad. What's mad? You make a difference. Here's an interesting situation. Purpose combined with prayer, patience will inevitably lead to your changing the way you think. Everything begins with your thoughts. There is nothing, in my humble opinion, more important in your life than your thoughts. And when those thoughts are geared towards answering the question, how can I be of bigger benefit? Lee, you are changing the vibrations in your body, in your mind, and you will begin to express new patterns. I published 26 books. His name is Zelig Pliskin, P-L-I-S-K-I-N, Zelig Pliskin. He loves to tell me. He's written 26 books and sold thousands and tens of thousands of copies. But as he likes to point out, not one of his, if you add up all the sales of all his 26 books, it's not one day sales of Harry Potter. So, who cares? What he's done, however, is put into book form his very being. And I personally have seen the results over the past few decades that I've known him and the people who have read them and used them, that he makes a difference in the world. So does Harry Potter. And a good difference, by the way, for Harry Potter and the woman who wrote the stories. Because they're geared towards being of benefit. The genius of this particular show, called The Joy of Living, K4HD.com, is that this show is about you. And it only is concerned with the best you possible. All we want, all I want, is to bring you mechanisms that will allow you to unfold yourself and expose yourself to the best possible you. It begins with your mind. Your thoughts are the most powerful forces that you actually control. Yes, you control your thoughts. And when you direct them and work with them and channel them into the positive vein, not only are you doing something beneficial, but you're now affecting the entire world. Now, you can't believe my words simply because you think that it's an exaggeration. But everybody has heard of the butterfly effect. We've talked about it many times over the past number of shows. When a butterfly in the remote jungles of Ecuador, one of 10 or 20 or 30 million butterflies lined up against the walls of these massive mountains, and they made their migration across hundreds of miles. When a butterfly flaps its wings, it sets up a vibration in the world that makes a difference in the world. That's a butterfly. You are a human being. You are unique. There has never been and never will be anyone just like you, because there's no need. We can have tens, hundreds of millions, billions of butterflies that are essentially alike. No two human beings are alike. Now, you know that intellectually, you know that everybody's voice is different, everybody's face is different, everybody's fingerprints are different, and yet it's a startling understanding of your thoughts. That's what we want to get to. When your thoughts are revolving around and involving and evolving into thoughts of how can I be of benefit, and recognizing that time is short, just like we were only in the womb for 9 months, you are only here on this earth for a period of time. The time you spend here is purposeful time. It is your opportunity, as it were, to be in the womb here for an expansive life that can live on forever and be of benefit. You can set up a situation that will continue to bring benefit, good, as we say, joy, happiness, peace, and love for eons. Think about that. You are a unique being. You were created with a purpose. You are here to fulfill that purpose and be of benefit. And the best way of doing that is by adjusting your thoughts, your words, and your deeds towards doing good. It all begins with your thoughts. And that's why death is so important. Because death says, it screams, it shouts, or sometimes it's very subtle. There's only so much time. Every day is only 24 hours. And a third of that, you're going to sleep. What are you going to do with the rest of the time? With the rest of the time, you're going to use every ounce of your energy, every thought that you can to be of benefit. Even if all you do is think about your significant other, your family members, your friends, people that you've never met, that you wish them well. You wish them well. You wish them well. That's what you really want. You want to be the ecosystem of good fit into the world. Death is a benefit. Life is the greater benefit. The joy of living is the great benefit.